Welcome back to the couch, everybody. Welcome to an emergency trade podcast episode. My mind is blown. I'm in a pretzel. We just had the De'Aaron Fox trade happen minutes ago. Of course, Luka Doncic happened last night at 1 a.m. Me and Max were about to react to the Luka trade, and then De'Aaron Fox came through. Now we're going to do both. Max, where is your brain at as an NBA fan?
I'm absolutely scrambled, and I think this is why it's so fun to cover the league in general, just because things like this happen all the time. Obviously, the Luka thing is crazy, but the fact that Luka happens in the middle of the night while we're sleeping, and then you wake up to that news, and then you have De'Aaron Fox now. I'm interested to see. There's still 4 days until the deadline, so there's still a lot of movement that could happen. You can absolutely see Jimmy Butler move. You can see Cam Johnson still has to end up somewhere. The Lakers still have to get a center. So my head is absolutely swimming because on one hand, we had the craziest trade in NBA history. I think let's just call that what that is in the Luka Doncic trade. Absolutely unexpected. I've never seen a trade like that before. I never expected a trade like that to ever happen. So for that to happen is one thing. And then for De'Aaron Fox, a player that we think can change what the Spurs are doing and what Wemby's future looks like, to actually get traded to the Spurs, it's just the cherry on top of a fantastic NBA day. But yeah, this podcast is going to be a little crazy because we're live reacting. Like, we didn't have any time to prep. We hit record and we went. So
yeah, I have no notes, nothing, no Google Docs, nothing. This is off the dome. The Luka trade doesn't happen. That trading a superstar at 25 years old as the top, you know, whatever, 3 to 5 player that he is, it has never happened like that without the player requesting a trade. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it is absolutely inexcusable by the Dallas Mavericks. But let's talk about this Fox trade first. This was the place where I wanted Fox to go. I think, you know, obviously there was the Rockets. There was some talk about the Magic, maybe. I wanted to see Wemby get a true co-star. The Spurs, you know, they have some fun pieces. You know, Castle's good. Vassell's been really good. Chris Paul this year has been a nice addition. And they've had, you know, a really, you know, competitive kind of fun season, kind of fighting for the play-in. But it's so clear that Wemby is ready right now, that Wemby is already a top 8, maybe debatably top, you know, 6 or 7, maybe debatably top 5 player in the world right now. And he is ready to win now. And I think this is a perfect move to go get him a co-star like De'Aaron Fox, another guy who can, you know, take the scoring load off of Wemby, get them buckets in the clutch. I know it's been a weird year for the Sacramento Kings. It's been a weird year for De'Aaron Fox, but this trade, I think this is the absolute perfect pairing with Victor Wembanyama.
Absolutely, and they were able to do it without getting rid of Devin Vassell and Stephon Castle. I don't know how they did it that way, but they were able to do it that way. And those are guys that are going to fit in really well with what the Spurs are trying to build here. This moves up the Spurs timeline a little bit in terms of when they're wanting to be good and when they're wanting to contend. But I think Wemby is ready to handle that load, and it's going to be a lot easier on him because now he has that co-star, that number one option that can take the brunt of what the defense is doing and take that off of Wemby's shoulders. Now, Wemby will have more time to develop and figure out what he is actually capable of. And their timelines just match so well because you have Fox, who's entering his prime or is about in it, and he's going to be able to elevate this team and take all the brunt just in time for Wemby to mature and figure out what he's got going on and take over the reins from De'Aaron Fox once he ages up. This is a A++++ move, especially with, like I said, the fact that you did not get rid of two huge assets in Devin Vassell and Stephon Castle. Guys, I think I would not have been willing to get rid of Stephon, but Devin Vassell I definitely would have been able to would have been willing to get rid of for this move, and to do it without getting rid of those guys is I don't have enough good things to say. I think this clearly elevates the Spurs and what they're trying to do now this year. I don't know this year if they are going to do anything, just because it's a huge piece to add in the middle of the season and try and go and figure stuff out, but they can absolutely make some noise in the playoffs and expect for them for the next few years to be really, really good.
Yeah. So of course they did give up a haul of picks. And I honestly think that what the Kings ended
doesn't matter
with Zach LaVine, 3 firsts and 3 seconds, I think that's a pretty fair haul for De'Aaron Fox. So like, I'm not, you know, mad at that by, from the Kings standpoint. And for the Spurs, I just think like the on-court fit with these two, the ability for them to now run two-man actions with Wemby and Fox and just completely elevate that offense to a completely different level than it has been at. I think it's perfect. I just.
And you're not going to have Castle in this role where he has to be this offensive hub. He can take what he does best, which is facilitate and be a great defender and just be in the middle of things instead of being someone that they're really looking for scoring. He is someone that can definitely mature into a really solid third option. So I think keeping him on the team is imperative, and just adding this clear number one option for right now. Wemby will obviously eventually take over, or ex we expect him to take over Fox to be that number one option. But getting him in San Antonio and allowing those guys to develop together, they still have a bunch of time where they can play together and figure everything out. I know Fox wanted to go to San Antonio, and I know that next summer he is a free agent, so I'm assuming that they're going to get this contract extension figured out in the coming year or two. But I absolutely expect them to be at the height a perennial contender at coming out of the West.
Completely agree. Like, also, you might be, if you're concerned about the picks that the Spurs gave up, yes, they are good picks, but when you have your stars, when you have a generational talent like Victor Wembanyama, who's going to be the best player in the world in short order, probably in the next few years, as well as a co-star in De'Aaron Fox, who's still in the heart of his prime and still an exceptional player. You don't need the high picks. You don't need to hit on stars anymore. You can go through the draft and you can draft role players. You can sign guys. You can make trades. All you need to do is fill out this roster now. You have the hard part finished. The Spurs are in an absolutely excellent spot. I think this elevates them this season, but like you said, going forward in the future, perennial contenders is what they will be. So, super
And
excited to watch this.
the picks are, so the Bulls are getting their own pick back from San Antonio. The three first round picks, one of them is a Charlotte pick, and then one of them is a San Antonio pick, and the other one is a Minnesota pick. So they didn't really give up any of their own picks. They gave up some of the cachet of picks that they have, and they still have a good amount of picks. So, what else are you going to do with picks? This is what you do when you have picks like that. You get big names and big guys into your building, and that's exactly what they did. And they still have a good cachet of picks, as we went over last episode in depth. We went through all their picks. They owned two of every round for the next few years. Like, they owned, I believe, nine first, so they still have six to work with. They can still make moves. Austin Reaves, we're gonna get to him, but be on the lookout for someone like that to potentially be a name that they look for. I don't know necessarily how contracts work per se, because he did just get an extension, but he didn't. It's a pretty team-friendly extension that he signed with the Lakers, and that's a guy who kind of becomes not as necessary for this Lakers team. If you're able to put together some picks to maybe help the Lakers go and get a center, and you can bring Austin Reaves into the building, I think that's something that we should just be on the lookout. The Spurs might not be done making moves.
They also only gave up one real rotation player, which was Trey Jones. Like, they still have all their guys, like you said. So I think even this year, like, this completely elevates them to a different tier. Obviously, we have to see it first, but I'm not gonna be surprised if they end up in the playoffs, like as a top six seed at all, and maybe making some noise in the playoffs this season. So, just a smash hit by the Spurs for me. I think the Kings, I don't know what the whole situation was with Fox, like why they decided that they needed to trade him if he wanted out or whatever. I don't know if trading De'Aaron Fox is the right move for them, but I do think that what they got back is a fair haul. Zach LaVine to the Kings, Max, just real quick. I mean, any thoughts? Doesn't matter.
In my head, I'm trying to put it together, but it's a little weird and redundant because you have DeMar DeRozan and you have Sabonis now.
Former
Sabonis doesn't.
teammates.
Yes. Now, you don't necessarily need Sabonis in terms of facilitating. It just feels a little, I don't know. It feels a little weird. I think DeMar
It's a
and
bunch
Zach
of like
LaVine.
B plus to A minus players.
Absolutely. And I know DeMar and Zach LaVine played well together, and they kind of had this form already. It's basically Chicago Bulls again, where you have a prolific big, and Vucevic, who you now have in Sabonis, and then DeMar and Zach LaVine. It's a little bit different, obviously, but this Kings team, man, they I don't have a I don't know. I think I need to sit down and kind of let it marinate a little bit. But to me right now, I think this might be a sign that maybe you could potentially have a sale in terms of players. Like, I would be shopping. I think you look to maybe shop Sabonis a little bit and just see, because I don't know. Do you really think that DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine and Sabonis does it for you, Jordan?
No, definitely not. And they said that they want to get win now pieces back, and they did. They got it in Zach LaVine, but I don't really understand what the direction is for this team. With all these like I said, B plus to A minus players. There's no true superstar. These guys, they don't have an all-star on the team. I do think maybe Sabonis could have made the all-star team this year, but like they're just a middling team. And I think you're right. I think they should be sellers pretty soon. Maybe not this year, but maybe next year. We'll see a very
And
different looking Kings team. They just got to choose a direction.
facilitating wise, I mean, is Devin Carter your starting? Maybe
Monk.
I'm wrong here. It's Monk, but he's not a point guard. That's not his kind of
He
thing. He's
will
a more
be.
of a shooting guard guy. I don't know. I think that's kind of a tall order to have Malik Monk facilitate your offense. Am I wrong on that?
I don't know.
Or would you have DeMar handling?
I think Monk is a fairly good point guard. Like I think the Kings are gonna be fine. Like they're good. I think this is just totally lateral. Especially with like how LaVine's playing. He's having a great season. So like I think they're gonna be basically the same team that we've seen all year. They're just.
Levine has been playing well. I don't know if I agree that that's a lateral move, though. I think this makes them a little bit. I think it makes them worse in terms of the way this team fits together now and
Yeah.
is built is pretty strange. Devin Carter, Keon Ellis, Colby Jones, and Mason Jones are your, and Jordan McLaughlin are your point guards on roster. Now, obviously, we talked about how Malik Monk could be that point guard for you. I don't think. In terms, he's a good player. He's a good offensive player. I don't see Malik Monk being a hub of facilitation and getting guys like DeMar and Zach LaVine and Sabonis their shots and everything like that. But maybe this just means that DeMar takes over handling a lot more, or you see Zach LaVine run this offense a lot more. I'm not sure. I think there might be another move to make where you get someone who's a more traditional facilitator at the point guard position to help get these guys their shots and get this offense going, but maybe I'm wrong on that end because Jordan McLaughlin could step in theory and do that, or you could have Devin Carter,
I think
who's
you're sleeping
young,
on
maybe.
Monk. I think Monk can step into that role just fine. Like I really th this is just this is exactly what it looks like on paper. They're a good team. They're not good enough to make any noise, and they're not bad enough to get a really high pick. So we talk about these teams all the time. What direction are you going in? And they don't have one right now. And that's why I think you're right. I think they should be sellers at some point. But I think we hit on this one. Do you have anything else on Fox to the Spurs? Should we go to Luka?
Let's just talk about the Bulls quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know what the package was out there for Zach LaVine or what the package looked like, excuse me, but Zach Collins, Trey Jones, Kevin Huerter, and their own pick back from tw for 2025. Not a terrible haul. I would give that like a B, B minus. I think, like we said, we don't know exactly what's available right now, and I think this means that we're going to see a fireside sale of the Bulls. So be on the lookout for Vucevic, where he ends up. Kobe White, they've talked about trading. I personally wouldn't do that move, but they've talked about that. I just think be on the lookout for the Bulls because right now they kind of look like the island of misfit toys. You're taking on guys that have question marks like Giddey and Herder and who else did they just get randomly? I can't remember. I don't remember off the top of my head, but they just brought someone in not too long ago last year. Maybe I'm thinking of Giddey. Doesn't matter. But nonetheless, they're just kind of. We're officially seeing them dismantle and try and rebuild. I would have liked to them for them to get more picks.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I think this move is probably like 2 years too late, and maybe if it was done 2 years ago, they would have gotten more picks. I think it's fine. Like, I think the market for Zach LaVine clearly wasn't, what you would have hoped for a quote unquote star caliber player. And I think Zach LaVine, like I said, has been having a really, really good season, and he is a useful player, but you're just not going to get a huge haul for them. And getting Trey Jones, like he's a solid rotation player. Kevin Herter's been awful. Just really bad for the last 2 years, so that's not a great piece. Zach Collins again is like a backup center, like he's fine. And then they get their own pick back. So the thing about them getting their own pick is, I think you're right. I think they are gonna bottom out. I think they're gonna be really, really, really bad. And I think that's the right direction to go. So I'm like the package itself, I'm not blown away by. I'm just happy that the Bulls have finally chosen to make this decision to go more towards the future and kind of have a franchise reset here. So I
Fair.
just think
That's
it's the
fair.
right move.
That's fair. I would have liked for them to have gotten more future draft capital,
Yeah.
but the 2025 first can be pretty good, especially if they really do bottom out. I think you're going to see a tank race coming out of the East. That's another top 100 guy going over to the West with Zach LaVine. So, I think it's going to be pretty gross coming out of the East here with these teams that are really bad that are playing capture the flag here. But
Yeah,
this is a good draft, so they can
Brooklyn
still
just
get a
can't
piece.
seem to lose, by the way. They beat the Red Hot
Yeah.
Rockets after
Insane.
trading everyone on their team. It's just insane what they're doing to themselves. Jordy
I think
Fernandez.
I think you're going to see Nick Claxton get moved or Noah Clowney. Like, I think there's some real moves that are going to happen here. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. But let's go to maybe the I honestly think the most interesting trade and the craziest trade by far in sports history. Now, I'm excluding soccer or football or whatever, football, because I don't know anything about that shit. But in terms of NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, I think this is the craziest trade in history.
Yeah, I was gonna come out and say it was, the craziest trade of my lifetime, and that would be a massive understatement. I think it's the craziest trade in NBA history, and like you said, debatably in all of sports history. And I can't believe what the Mavericks have done. I cannot believe it because this doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen for a reason. It's crazy on two fronts, right? First of all, the fact that they wanted to trade Luka in the first place, right? Yes, they have concerns about his conditioning. They have concerns about his weight. They have concerns about his defense. With all that said, he is a top three player in the league who just dragged your team to an NBA Finals and has been a perennial MVP candidate for basically the last, what, 4 seasons now. He is one of the best players in the league at 25 years old. So the fact that you want to trade him in the first place, that's insane, okay? But you put that aside, you say, okay, we want to trade Luka. All right, fine. That's crazy, but we'll put that aside. The other part of it is they only called the Lakers, Max. They didn't shop him around. I saw a report saying they called San Antonio and San Antonio said no because they offered him for Wemby. That's like one of the three or four guys that a team would have said no to. So they hung up with the Spurs and they go, all right, I guess we'll call the Lakers and whatever they say, if they give us Anthony Davis, I guess we're in. Like, what is this package? They get Anthony Davis and what, one first and Max Christie? I can't believe it. That is an awful, awful package for Luka Doncic. If you're gonna trade him, you have to start a massive bidding war, and teams would have been throwing themselves at Luka and the Mavs, Max. Would they not? Like, what kind of package could they have gotten?
This is the worst package in NBA history. Let's play a quick game here. Who would they have said, who would you take a call on? Or like, if you're calling about Luka, right? For Ant, it's a discussion. I think you do it. I think
If
it's.
hang on. If Nico, the Mavs GM, calls Minnesota and says, I'll give you Luka for Ant, Minnesota says yes, hangs up the phone, and high fives everybody in the room.
I
So,
agree.
yes, you can get Anthony Edwards.
Totally 1,000% agree. Call Memphis. They do the same thing with Ja. If you say throw in Triple J, I'm not sure they hang up the phone. I
No.
don't think I still think I think Memphis does that. I seriously think so.
I
And
don't
maybe we'll get a
know,
bunch of hate for
but it's
that,
a
but I think
long
they do.
meeting. It's a long meeting.
It's a long meeting. It's not a no. Maybe they don't do it, but it's not a no. It's not a slam the phone. You have to have that discussion. Giannis from Milwaukee. You take a meeting. You don't say no right away. You think about it. You don't say no right away. I think you do end up saying no, but you don't say it right away. Absolutely, you don't say it right
Dude,
away.
I think you say yes right away. I think if it's just straight up Giannis for Luka? Yes, I would do that if I'm the Bucks. Like, it gives you it, what? How old is Giannis? 30? Luka's 25. He hasn't even hit his prime yet, and
Jordan, he's
some
made.
people think he's better than Giannis right now. I don't, but I understand the argument.
He, do you know how many players have made five straight All-NBA teams before turning 26?
First team All NBA teams, or just
Yes.
All
No, no.
NBA teams?
All-NBA first teams. He's made five All-NBA
Yeah.
first teams in a row. It's him, Kevin Durant, and Tim Duncan. That's
Yeah.
it. You don't trade those guys. You don't trade those guys when they're 25 years old and they brought you to a finals 8 months ago. You don't
No,
do
I
that.
agree. Here's the other thing. You're mentioning, like, if the Mavs wanted to, get a really good star back and be contenders right now. What if they said the other way? Let's just get really young guys. Let's get a haul of picks. Let's just reset our franchise and we'll set ourselves up for the future. Maybe we'll be bad for a couple of years, but we'll build around these young stars. If they call the Rockets and they say, hey, we'll give you Luka Doncic for Amen Thompson, Cam Whitmore, and every pick you have. And
You say
whatever
yes. You do
contracts
that
you need to
without
make it
you
work.
go. You go, wow, it would have been cool that Amen might have been good, but Luka is. You say yes. You don't even think about it.
Yes.
Now,
I
granted,
don't know.
Amen could shoot 10% from three for his entire career and flail
Exactly.
out,
We
but
love
you.
Amen. He could be fucking awesome. He could be a top five player. We have no idea if this guy is ever going to pan out to be half the player Luka is.
Yes, I can't believe that they didn't shop it. I can't. Traded him. I just voice cracked very hard. I'm shocked that they traded him. I am. The trade, I understand it at points. I do understand an aspect of it from Dallas side. Would I ever do that trade? Never in a million years. Not get shopping, not shopping him. I will never understand not shopping Luka Doncic if you're going to trade him. This is a horrible package for Luka. A terrible package. This is a generationally bad package that will define fandom. People are stopping being Mavericks fans because of what this GM just did. Luka was going to spend his career in Dallas. They did this without asking him, without talking to him, without talking to other teams. They didn't take the best offer available. They just took an offer that no one else knew existed.
Yeah, it's completely inexcusable, and I will never understand it. Like, is there more information behind the scenes that we're not getting? Maybe, but like, he did the press conference. He basically said, "No, I didn't talk to anyone. It was basically just me and Rob. I didn't tell J Kidd." Like, he didn't say there was no like, "Yeah, Luka's injury is like worse than we thought it was," or you know, this stuff happened behind this, like. Is that stuff going to come out? I guess it still could. Like, Luka was really like, he did this behind the scenes, and that's why we had to trade him. He was fucking around with the GM's wife. Like, I don't know. Was some crazy shit happening? I don't know, but this doesn't make sense if there was
Even if
nothing
that's the case,
insane like that.
you shop him first. It doesn't
I
matter. You shop him
agree.
first.
I
Even
agree.
if that's the case, you don't say anything about it and you shop him first and then you come out and explain everything. That's what makes this so unbelievable is that they didn't ask anyone. There are teams that would have given you generational packages for this trade. You could have been the Lakers rebuilt. The Lakers just rebuilt their team in an hour. Re
I
they they
know.
rebuilt their team for years to come in an hour. And they didn't shop Luka. I will never in my life understand. I've been thinking about it all day. I was like, what could come out about him that would make me understand what happened? And I've come to the conclusion that nothing, there is nothing that could come out that would make me understand this move of not shopping him. With there's nothing like nothing could come out that would make me understand that. I don't get it.
No,
It
but
doesn't make sense.
right. And if there is no more information, if there's nothing that's like, oh, okay, I guess I could see that's why they wanted to trade him. I don't I don't know. I can't believe it.
So they say he's pushing 270. I don't give a
Yeah.
fuck. I don't give a fuck about that. But if you did care, you shop him. It doesn't matter. You would have gotten a generational package regardless. It's insane. Let's go quickly. This is the quickest rebuild ever. I don't know your thoughts
Yeah,
on that. Like,
congrats, Lakers fans.
by far the quickest rebuild in the history of the NBA. They rebuild overnight from one trade. That's how good Luka Doncic is. Because guess what? They also gave up fucking nothing for this. They got rid of Anthony Davis, an aging superstar who was butting heads with the front office, and one first. That's what they used. They got rid of one first. They kept the good first, not even the good first. They got rid of the bad first that they had. So, any thoughts on that? Just insanity.
I mean, if you're the Lakers, right? You look at the Lakers roster now, it's super weird. You have to start Jackson Hayes at center. You have Austin Reaves, Luka, and LeBron, who are all really poor, especially regular season defenders when you're talking about LeBron. So their defense is just going to get shredded. It doesn't matter at all. They just got a lifeline thrown to them by the Dallas Mavericks. They have a, you know, top three player at age 25. They are good for the next decade. Like, no matter what happens with LeBron, you know, they can have injuries to this current roster. They can flame out this year. They can be horrible for the next three seasons, and then LeBron retires in a horrible, ugly fashion. Doesn't matter. You have Luka Doncic now. Like, if they
Well,
can sign him,
I would trade LeBron.
yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Well, I think that's the move. Seriously, I think the move is to trade LeBron. You get rid of the stink of clutch and Rich Paul being like, "Oh, I think I can run an original six organ," or I don't even know if that makes sense, but I thinking I can run one of these original NBA franchises. Most, I'm assuming the biggest and most popular franchise in the NBA, globally. There's this guy, Rich Paul, who's an agent who thinks that he can push around this. You know, this technically mom and pop shop because Jeannie Buss got it from her father who ran the team beforehand. They just said, fuck it. They were like, I'm done with this shit. I'm not going to have Anthony Davis tell me to go buy a center. You're a center, play center. And they got rid of him. They bring in Luka. I think the move is to trade LeBron. Seriously. I think you get rid of LeBron, someone that honestly, you just get his money off the books. That's huge. You look to bring in some assets, but you're rebuilt. Like, that's what we said.
Yeah, or they could go the other way, or they could go try and find a center, and then you have
I mean, they're
Luka.
going to go find the center. My guess is they don't get rid of LeBron this season, but I think you start having those conversations,
No,
especially if
I'm
they don't
totally
fit
with
well
it.
together.
They do. They have so much flexibility now. Whatever they do, if they trade LeBron, they can go get a bunch of young assets and picks or good role players and just retool around Luka, and just try and put, as good of a solid team around him at the same time getting picks. But if they want to be good this year with LeBron and Luka, that is on the table. They can go out and get a center. Like you said, they kept their good pick. I can't believe they only had to give up one pick to
Well,
get Luka.
and now guys like Dalton Knecht and Austin Reaves are seriously, they don't need them anymore. You got they're redundant, and you
True.
can move those guys along with that good pick to bring in a really solid center, or like Jonas Valanciunas is 2 seconds. That's what the asking price from the Wizards was. I mean, that's a guy that you can bring in. He's not a great playoff center, but he's a center.
Right.
Or you can go and try and get Rob Will and hope he stays
Yes.
healthy, or Nick
Go get Rob
Claxton.
Will.
There's so many moves out there for guys that they can go and get right away, and they have the option to do that with the packages that they have now, because like we said, they didn't get rid of their good pick and they still have two guys that have just now become redundant and are still really good assets.
Yeah, so by the way, the Lakers had a really nice win last night over the Knicks. LeBron looked unbelievable, and their defense, when they try, man, I'm telling you, especially with Vando back now, and they have DFS, having like Vando, DFS, LeBron, and Rui, like all those like four rangy wings on the court at the same time together. It's just like when LeBron tries, they're a really, really solid defensive team. And so I just think there is a world where they can, move some of those assets around. Maybe Rui would have to be on the move. But there's a world where you have a Luka LeBron Reaves team with, say, a Robert Williams and then Dorian Finney-Smith. That's a really good five, and that's a team that I wouldn't want to see in a playoff series. It's a team that if they hit their ceiling, can really beat anybody in a series. Maybe not anybody, but it's
DFS
just a team
played
with a
great
really
with
high
Luka.
ceiling.
Yeah, DFS played great with Luka.
Yeah,
Like he
that's
was
right.
optimized with him.
Absolutely.
Do you think LeBron and Luka fit well together?
No, I don't think it's perfect, but I do think it takes a lot of stress off LeBron, which I think is good. Like having to rely on LeBron at 40 years old as your primary creator isn't ideal. And now you have Luka, and LeBron can play more off the ball. He's obviously become a really, really good shooter. He's a great cutter. So if you can just get, LeBron's motor to where it needs to be, and get all out commitment from LeBron, I think it works. The problem is the defense. That's really it. Like offense, I have no concerns about LeBron and Luka fitting together. It's just neither of those guys want to play defense. And Luka's physically incapable of playing defense. LeBron is just 40 years old and doesn't have the energy or effort for it every night.
And I think with that too is you traded your defense. Anthony Davis was the entire defense for this Lakers team. So that does hurt. There's still guys on the market that they can bring in and get in this team and be good defenders. And the Lakers are a destination. That's just the point. Like they're gonna get buyout guy opportunities. They're gonna be able to rebuild, or not rebuild, but retinker and build around Luka from free agency. They still have 4 days to make more moves. They have a lot of flexibility now, like you said, and they just became a whole new level of team.
I want to go back to the Mavs because I can't believe that, first of all, Nico Harrison, it seems like, didn't like talk to anybody internally about this. It seems like this was a Nico Harrison sole decision. Or if he did talk to other people, they weren't on board and they laughed him off. There was
He
some
said he talked
quote,
to Palinka
right?
and Palinka laughed, or
Right.
whoever the GM was. He talked to someone in the Lakers organization. The guy laughed and was
Right.
like, oh, wait, you're being serious right now? That's a genuine thing.
Yeah.
It's.
And I can't believe that he essentially gave up on a 25-year-old Luka Doncic who hasn't hit his prime yet and is already an MVP candidate
Who
and
wanted
has
to stay in
made
Dallas for his whole career?
right. And And why? Because you didn't want to pay him a $350 million supermax, which Jaylen Brown just signed. Like, you don't think Luka is worth as much as Jaylen Brown, dude?
You
The
fucked him too.
super.
You fucked him. You fucked him because now he's not eligible for that
I know
Supermax. He lo
he.
Luka lost tens of millions of dollars from this, and
I
he
mean.
didn't do anything wrong. You can argue about the staying in shape. I don't give a fuck. He brought your team to the finals 8 months ago. You reward guys like that. Guys that want to stay in your technically small market team like that, you fucking reward them. You have a sign, you have a statue outside of your arena that talks about loyalty on it underneath the Dirk statue. This was a passing of the torch from Dirk to Luka. And you just fucked your team. Nope. You fucked your organization. No, what superstar is going to want to trade, want to ever go there after seeing
What
how they treated
fan
him?
is going to want to support the team?
No, people are leaving. They have Mavericks refugees going all around that are they're all going to Denver. I tweeted at a couple to come join the Celtics bandwagon. Probably won't happen because of what happened last year, but still they're leaving, and I don't blame them. I think they should sell the fucking team at this point. This is the most embarrassing move. You don't do this shit. You fucked, like, this is why ownership and management are so perfect, and it's such a curse to have bad shit like that. And why, not to bring it all the way back to the Celtics, but I'm terrified if we get bad ownership groups and shit like this happens where they don't want to pay. It's fucking horrible. And I have to think that Mark Cuban had nothing to do with this because Mark Cuban would never trade Luka, and he's no longer a majority shareholder of the ownership. He's a minority shareholder now. I wouldn't be surprised if he sold his fucking shares of the team. Seriously.
He's got to be just irate. I mean,
That's a great fan base, man. That sucks. And they're hurting right now. I feel bad for them, seriously, because you don't trade someone like that. If they traded Tatum for a bag of chips, I would fucking cry. And that's what happened to Mavericks fans today.
okay, well, see, that's actually a good transition because it's not technically a bag of chips. So let's actually talk about the
Yeah.
Mavs a little bit.
Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about the Mavs.
All right, coming back, we do owe it to the Dallas Mavericks fans. As mad as they are, you do still have a pretty good roster. So we do have to talk about it. It's now Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, Anthony Davis, and Daniel Gafford or Derek Lively, take your pick at center, as the starting five. And it, Max, it's a good five.
It's a good five. There's no shot creation on that five. I mean, other than Kyrie, but he has lumbar back spasms, probably the most scary injury in the NBA for someone his age to have and someone in general to have. So that's not a great sign already. You take him from there. What's your best creator? Klay Thompson, PJ Washington.
AD.
Those guys are fine.
AD counts.
AD's good, but he doesn't create. He's not a creator.
He's a shot
Per se.
creator. He's a scorer.
He's a scorer, but he's not.
No, he's not a facilitator.
No, and this is a lot of team. This is a team that was specifically built for Luka, and you just took Luka out of it, and you're trying to fit in another star who is the complete opposite of Luka. So
They have a good bench too. Dinwiddie's been
they're
playing
deep.
well.
They're extremely deep, but literally, if you're talking about just shot creation, it's like your big four of Kyrie and PJ Washington and AD and Clay. I don't know,
No,
man.
I'm with
I
you.
don't
The offense got catastrophically worse, 100%. But the defense actually got way better. Anthony
Yes.
Davis, Daniel Gafford, and Derek Lively as your three big men in that rotation, that is terrifying. And when the Lakers won the title with Anthony Davis, he was the power forward. He was playing with Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee at center, and just having that size and rim protection and Anthony Davis's defensive ceiling when he's really locked in, the way how versatile he is, how he can move, how he can defend on the perimeter and protect the rim, and you pair him with a center like Gafford and Lively, who can also protect the rim and are freak athletes and defenders in their own right. I mean, the defense is going to be phenomenal. So also, PJ Washington, great defender. Naji Marshall off the bench. Max Christie's a solid defender. Grimes works hard on D. Like, this is a good team, man. I wouldn't be surprised if this team makes it to even the Western Conference Finals. Like, I could see it. They still have that type of ceiling. But with Luka and this roster fully healthy with Luka, obviously they had a real championship ceiling. I think that's now gone. But I still think it's a really, really good team. I think they're very different. But I mean, in terms of the matchup with OKC, Max, I've actually seen OKC fans being like, I think it's actually a tougher matchup now for us as OKC. And I
I was actually going to
understand.
say that. I was going to say that too. I think they're going to get torched wing defense wise because I think you can't. I don't know. You got to have Klay in there for shots. You do. But then that's a spot that Naji Marshall and PJ Washington can't take. Well, I guess PJ Washington does always kill the Thunder, so I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna need to like
Well,
take some
that
time and
starting
let it
shooting guard
marinate.
spot, dude, like it's not just Klay. I know I listed Klay, he's the starter on the depth
Yeah,
chart,
but
but it could be
Naji.
Grimes. Like Grimes plays both ways. It could be Christie if he has a really good night. It could be Naji, like if they want to
Christie's
go
a great
big.
piece for this team. He
Yeah.
really is. They've been looking for a guy like him for a very long time. So you're gonna need some development. You're gonna need someone to be an offensive hub and like kind of pop here. And the floor is yours, gentlemen. Like you just took out Luka. There's gonna be a lot of shots open for you guys
Well,
now.
yeah, that's the problem is like now, Kyrie goes from being this awesome second option, awesome shooter, secondary creator, guy you can run offense through when he has the matchup or when he's feeling it. Now he becomes the guy that you have to run everything through, regardless of situation or matchup. And against OKC and those guard defenders, man, like it's not gonna be a fun series for Kyrie Irving. But I really do think like Anthony Davis is a tough matchup for the Thunder. 100%.
Yeah,
We you
he'll
know
kill the Thunder.
he will. Absolutely. So I don't
I
know.
think it's two guys that are soft number ones. Not soft in terms of like they're soft as people. I'm just saying it's like a,
Low
I
end.
don't know if they're low. Yeah, like lower end number ones on a championship team, which is still an incredible player. But you're trying to, I don't know. You're like, which one of these guys is going to rise to the top and be that actual number one? I don't know, man. Because I ho what you hope is that they can coexist effectively, but when one of them is off, the other one can take over for the other one, and then they can also be awesome at the same time as well. But we've seen those guys, both of those guys, get in these habits of taking some time off. In terms of Kyrie was a no-show in that finals series against the Celtics. AD has had his fair share of playoff series where he's fallen off a cliff, and regular season games where he's fallen off a cliff. I think it just they're just out of that championship window right now.
The other thing about this is with Kyrie Irving, who's been really, really good for the past year and a half in terms of off-court behavior and, after that stint with the Nets where
I
he just
don't. If
tanked his
he.
trade value. I mean, is this the thing that ticks Kyrie back off and now he's having all these off-court
Do
antics
you
and now
blame
he
him? Do you
demands a
blame him,
trade?
though? Like,
No, I
seriously.
mean, this one is like, you just traded our best player. We were trying to win the championship this year. I'm nearing the end of my career. Now I don't feel like we have as good of a chance. Like, trade me to LA. Trade me wherever. Like, seriously.
If I'm Kyrie, I'm like, my back hurts and it's going to continue to hurt until you trade me, and I'm not playing. So you either trade me by February 6th or I'm going to go take care of my back. Seriously. And no, I would not blame him 1 minute, well, one
Wow,
second.
that's unlike you.
There's I like Kyrie now, and seriously, I think it's just I'm like at a loss for words. I know I'm just repeating everything I'm saying, but I don't think like I really hope everyone understands how fucking dumb this move was by the Mavericks, and it's never not going to be dumb. It's
No, I
never not
think
going to be dumb.
it's going to be strange for the next few years for as long as this team is good, because it's going to be like, oh, the Mavericks made this move. Maybe now they're contenders. Maybe they're, whatever. Maybe they go on a deep playoff run. Maybe they just have a couple shots go in or have the ball bounce their way a couple times and the season could have ended differently. We could have seen them win a championship with this group. Maybe that stuff happens and then it's like, okay, well, was the Luka trade really that bad? But as soon as this gets to like Anthony Davis at 35 years old, Kyrie Irving at whatever 36 years old, and then they are left
Oh,
with nothing.
you want to know when that happens?
Yeah.
So that happens in 2028 when AD is 35 and Kyrie's 36 and Klay's 37. Do you know who owns that first round pick? That swap? Do you happen to
The
know who owns
Thunder.
that?
The Thunder,
The
isn't
Thunder
it?
owned that fucking pick. Think about that. The Thunder just had the potential to literally feast on the Mavericks,
The
and
Mavericks
they
are
could be.
saving their Western Conference rivals. Like they're helping them so much.
Yes.
I don't understand. You're helping the Thunder and the Lakers franchises for the next decade.
I just wanted to run through some winners and losers. Winners, Lakers, number one. I think that one's pretty fair.
You
Number
sure? I don't
two,
know. I gotta think about that.
fake trades. I think everything's on the table now. If you've ever made a fake trade that's been obliterated by your friends,
Oh, fake trades are a winner? Yeah,
yeah.
you can just say whatever now. Nobody can say that it's stupid. I like that. Yeah.
Number three is the Thunder. Because of that, they just now have a golden pick. Insane, just insane. Number four is the Lakers again. Number five is the league, because now you have a star that is on the most favorite team in the league. So that, yeah, great. Awesome. Good for the league. Weird how
TV
that worked,
ratings?
huh?
Can the TV ratings go back up now,
Hey,
Max?
weird how I know I'm in the middle of one, another list, but I'm gonna read you a second list here. Weird how the Lakers have traded for or signed Kareem, Wilt, Kobe, Shaq, Pau Gasol, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and now Luka Doncic. And need I remind you that no one knew that Pau Gasol was available. And then suddenly he just ended up there. Also, CP3 got blocked by David Stern, who I would kill for right now. I am so fucking mad at Adam Silver. He's destroying the fucking league we love. The fact that he wants to turn this into 10-minute quarters is abysmal. But that's besides the point. He should have vetoed this dumbass fucking trade. But yeah, so let me read that list again. Just players that have miraculously appeared on this Lakers team: Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Kobe Bryant, Shaq, Pau Gasol, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and now Luka Doncic. That's fucking nuts. Like, that's insane. So, just want to put out there again, number six, the winners, Danny Ainge, his crack addiction, just the fact that he, the sicko, got in there for Jalen Hood-Schifino and 2 second-round picks.
He's just
I was,
always, he's got his ear to the phone, just waiting for
dude,
somebody to offer him
just
a second round pick.
no
Yeah, I'll take
reason.
it. Who do you want?
No reason for that. I was dying laughing about that one. The Lakers again, and then the Hawks. The Hawks with the biggest come from behind win of all time. They were the dumbest franchise ever for trading Luka for Trae Young. They came back and they won the trade, baby. I never could have seen that happening. But however many years later, they came back with a win on that trade somehow. So that's pretty funny. And the number eight for winners, Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharpe, and the rest of ESPN, because they love talking about the Lakers when they're bad, Jordan. Can you imagine now when you have all this fodder that Luka Doncic brings in terms of, is he fat? Is he not fat? He could be the best player ever. Like, do you have this is this people just made millions off of content from this, us included.
I was telling my dad the other day that I feel like the debate shows and, classic like sports television are getting a little bit outdated, and it seems like it's going more towards podcasts and YouTubers and stuff. And then I looked at the trending YouTube today because I knew Kenny Beauchamp was on it for his YouTube video, and I was like, sick, this is awesome. We got an independent creator trending for an NBA video, number seven in the world on YouTube. And I think number three was the First Take segment. So yeah, they're definitely winners.
At least Wendy's on First Take, and he has good insight, I believe, right? So,
Yeah.
real quick, losers, Mavericks fans, Mavericks players, Mavericks fans again. LeBron James number two, because I think this makes it. I think this is a sign, seriously, that the Lakers are like done with him
The
and
fact that they
Butch.
didn't tell him.
That's huge, and I
Yeah.
don't blame them because him and AD came in there, and they made this place their thing, and they thought that they were bigger than this team. And LeBron is not a top Laker. At an all-time Laker list, he's not a top Laker. He's not a beloved
This is where you're
Laker.
gonna lose me, dude.
No, I'm right about this. If you talk to Lakers fans, they're not like, oh, LeBron is one of my favorite Lakers of all time. It's Kobe, it's Kareem, it's Wilt, it's Shaq. That's a huge list. He's won one ring for them. They have history with a ton of other guys that have been better with the organization and have brought in more wins than LeBron has. I don't think it's fair to say that, Le or I think it's fair to say that LeBron is not the most favorite Laker of all time by
I
any
don't know
means.
how we spiraled this back to a you hating on LeBron
I'm not
segment,
hating on
but
LeBron. I'm not hating on LeBron. I just think he's a loser coming out of this scenario because I think the Lakers are. I think there's a sign there that Lakers are not. It's not LeBron's team. This is the Lakers that's
I don't
bigger
think
than
this makes
LeBron.
him a loser. I don't think the possibility of playing with Luka Doncic makes you a loser. And also,
I don't know if he's going to be playing with him though.
if they do trade him, he's going to be on a potentially better team than the Lakers were with Anthony Davis. Like, I don't know. I don't think he's a
I
big
don't know.
loser.
I think he's never been traded before, and he talks about that a lot. And I think if he was to get traded as LeBron, someone who cares about his legacy deeply and is very manufactured in the way that he talks about himself and his career and is worried about how he ranks as one of the greats, I think he takes great pride in the fact that he's never been traded. And if he gets traded, it's not, I think that's something that'll affect him. I don't
Fair enough.
know. Number three, or number whatever, fans who do not like the Lakers and their media coverage, i.e. us, and then number four, the Mavericks again for losers. So
Nice. All right. Can we just
tough.
toss around some potential LeBron trade teams?
Yeah, I think I was kind of looking at this today. I think the Warriors are like the best one, right? I don't know.
They
The
got to
one that
be.
makes the most sense. Yeah.
They got to be.
Is
LeBron, that's like the one place that LeBron would be like, I get to play with Steph. Like, okay, I
And
can,
it's so
I'm going to
funny.
be traded.
It's so funny because Draymond has wanted to play with LeBron for his entire career and is like his dream teammate, and that's who would probably be in the trade,
Yeah,
which is hilarious.
what would it be? It would just be like Kuminga. I don't know. Would it have to be Draymond?
I would, if I'm the Lakers, I'm like trying to get Draymond and Trace, and it's like I'm gonna try and get these bigs and defensive guys in here.
Interesting.
But I don't know what you think about, like, what do you think
No,
about
because
that?
I just feel like if you're the Lakers and you're trading LeBron, you're no longer really worried about the win now part of it. Now you're just trying to get young
Oh,
stuff going forward.
well, I disagree because I think I mean, Luka drags teams.
That's
He's dragged the
fair.
Mavericks to the finals 8 months ago. So I think you're win now. He's 25 years old. He's been in the finals and conference finals, and has been dragging teams his entire career.
No,
So
I just don't
I
think
think,
like trading for Draymond, who's gonna retire
yeah, it's
somewhat
more the
soon.
defensive aspect, though.
Yeah, no, I
That's
get it.
he's still a defensive anchor, and Trace is someone that's a good big and can stretch the floor a little bit. And I don't know. I just think he's someone like in terms of just getting a center. I don't know. I don't know what the LeBron moves are. I don't think there's a ton out there.
I honestly, maybe it would have to be a three teamer with Golden State because they don't have a great package off the top of my head in terms of
Yeah.
players. So, but
I don't really
let's
know.
just like let's just talk about the LeBron part of it. Like LeBron could go to Golden State and could play with Steph Curry, and it would just be the biggest NBA storyline of all time, and the trade deadline would go down in history, and it would the NBA TV ratings would skyrocket, and nobody would ever talk about the NBA being in trouble in terms of ratings for the next however many years, because seriously, that would break
Hint,
the
hint,
internet.
hint, hint, nudge, nudge, as in this, it might be incentivized to happen.
Yeah, as in Adam Silver's like
As in
Lakers.
LeBron, someone who wants to be a future owner of a future team in Vegas, maybe that completely, Adam Silver goes to him and goes, listen, if you're LeBron James, you're constantly at odds with Michael Jordan for who's the greatest player of all time. Do you imagine if LeBron is able to be like, I saved the NBA's ratings when they were in this plummet
Well,
because of a
MJ has
trade
that
that happened to
argument
me?
too.
But now that they both have that argument, which
It's
helps
another
LeBron.
thing. Yeah,
And then
that's
Adam
true.
Silver's like, hey, buddy, I also can guarantee you that you'll get ownership, and we'll definitely pass through your ownership group of any teams that come available in Vegas, where you happen to do a lot of business and have residents. Have some residents and want to expand, and have already talked about wanting to own a fucking sports team there. Just put all that out there. Just saying, tinfoil hat. But
Okay,
anything's possible now. Luka Doncic just got traded, so.
so Golden State probably, if LeBron is to get traded, which would be insane, Golden State's probably where we would think is the first option. Second option, I think Houston might do it, might throw that
No,
idea
because Ime
around.
and LeBron hate each other.
Dude, I think the front office would be like, "Yo, Ime, we know you love to win. We love to win. We have a chance to get LeBron. We're going to trade Whitmore, who you don't play. Reed Sheppard doesn't play. We're going to trade Fred VanVleet, and we're going to finally bring in a real perimeter shot creator, and we can actually have a chance to go win this whole thing right now." That is how Houston would see it from their perspective. And honestly, I think it's fair because I think they are, that level of defense, and they do have all of these complementary pieces, but they just simply are lacking this true shot creator. And I really think that if Houston had the chance to get LeBron, that they would, and I think it would work.
I don't know about that one. I don't like that one as much. I think the Ime and LeBron rift is real, and it's like too deep. I don't know. I just don't know if that would. You're not getting LeBron. You're getting the circus and the media of LeBron and all this control that he wants to have and everything that comes with him. And I just think if you're a young team with good vibes like that, why do you want to
That's true.
get rid of all your assets for that? I just don't
Who
know.
else do you think would do it? Would Cleveland give up Garland?
I was laughing at the return part two with Miami, just for like a Jimmy Butler. It's not gonna happen, but I just thought it'd be really funny if
Hmm.
he returned to Miami for Jimmy Butler. And it wouldn't make sense for
Yeah, neither team is better.
neither team is better, and it's just a terrible trade. I think that would be funny. I'm like stumped. I seriously, I don't know
You don't
where
see
else he
it.
could go. I don't see
Dallas?
him going anywhere. Reunites with AD down in Dallas. Somehow they traded Kyrie and Anthony Davis back to the Lakers for LeBron.
LeBron.
I don't know what else. It's like he's not going to Sacramento. He's not going to Chicago. He's not going, like, what team
Maybe the
needs to
Spurs gave
add
up
LeBron?
Wemby and the Lakers throwing their LeBron in a first. I
Yeah,
mean,
since we're trading under 25 or 25 and under potential, all-time great players, you can trade Wemby. You can maybe look to move off of Ant or something. Like,
yeah,
just guys like
SGA
that. I don't
maybe
know.
is a little bit
SGA, yeah.
SGA, somebody saw him drink a beer after a game
Yeah,
and now they're like, no,
so,
we can't have that. We
yeah,
need
take the
LeBron.
beer out of SGA's hand and get LeBron in that building ASAP.
LeBron would never
No,
do that.
I mean, honestly, OKC is not a terrible option.
Well, they have, I mean, they could do it because they
They
have
could
enough
do it.
assets.
It's like, yeah, we could do this and just make it a lock that we win it. I don't know. I think you at least take a call, and it's like, who would they want? Who
There's no
would OKC
way
want?
if LeBron joins OKC, who would it even have to be? Like, Kaysen? They wouldn't give up J-Dub for him.
I was gonna say, is it J Dub? I don't think you do that.
You wouldn't give up J-Dub.
You probably give up. Well, you need defense, so you give up Kaysen. I think I don't know. I don't
Well,
know.
they have
This
a
is just,
million picks. Let's see.
yeah.
Kaysen, Lu Dort, 40-point scorer Aaron Wiggins, and every
Yeah.
pick for LeBron. Would OKC do it?
You take the call. I think you throw in Usman Jang, and that gets the deal done.
Maybe Topic?
Topic, yeah, I guess. Topic, wait, where is he? Serbian? Yeah, he's Serbian. He's not Slovenian. But I don't know, dude. I think it's at a really weird spot where, I don't want to say no one wants LeBron, but it's like, if they were shopping him, who would actually want
Yeah,
him?
it would just be a smaller haul maybe than we would
It's just
think.
harder because he's really, really good. But and that's not the problem with LeBron. It's more so his age and those things that are around him. Like, you're getting so much.
Yeah, the
Not
media.
baggage, but
Yeah, but I
it's
think
not
some teams
necessarily
like that. I
good.
think some teams are like, this is, yes, you get some of the negative media attention, but you
Yeah,
also
like if
sell
you're,
so many jerseys, you pack every arena,
yeah. Well, that's true, but he's not. He's just gonna have the power to say, "I'm not going there."
Yeah.
So it's super weird. It's just it. It's so weird. Some notes. Luka has had four calf-related injuries, two of those this year, and
Jesus, you sound like Nico.
I know, and I still don't give a fuck that he's pushing 270. I just don't get this trade still. I think we got to really break, like, the Mavericks fucked Luka on this. I don't love hearing all these players whine when they're making hundreds of millions of dollars, and I'm like, there's some things where I like when a fan is making Bradley Beal's son cry at a game, that's fucking bullshit and that's way over the line. I feel bad for him because that's shit that we don't have to go through. And when you get death threats, that's bullshit. But when you're whining about like having to spend 2 years on a team, or when you're Paul George and you're whining that Indiana didn't make you a tribute video when you came back,
After you
that's the
left
shit
them
where,
in horrible fashion and talked shit about
yeah,
them.
that's the shit that pisses me off. But then owners and GMs do shit like this to Luka, a guy that's given it all, his all, and they fucked him out of tens of millions of dollars. I kind of get why players get salty now. I totally get it. I never got it before until now. It's insane. And then
Wait, one
go ahead.
thing. Does this mean, like, 2, 3 years from now, Nikola Jokic is a Laker?
Yeah, so I'm worried about that because he has a 2020, what year is it? Five. So 2027, I believe he's a free agent. They've always talked about Jokic and Luka teaming up. It just feels like
They also have such a
LeBron's retired by then.
fun
His money's off the
bromance.
books.
Every time they're together, they just look like the best of
Yeah.
friends. They look like they've known each other since they were five.
I think I would stop watching the NBA if my favorite player went to the Lakers. Seriously, I think I would have to curl up in a ball and cry and not watch NBA. Seriously,
Imagine being a Mavericks fan.
I've never loved a player. I never loved a player as much as I've loved Jokic. And for him to go to my number one most hated team of any sport, That would hurt really bad for me in
Let me
particular, so.
let's just since we're off the rails now, if there was one NBA game that you could go to this season, like maybe it's not even on the schedule, would it be like Nuggets? Like I don't know. I would want to see Jokic, I think. I think I might go see like Nuggets Spurs.
Okay, I thought you were going to connect that to what we were talking
No, I'm
about.
not at all. I'm just saying I
Oh.
like Jokic is just like I
I
would
thought you're,
my
yeah.
I thought of it because my friends and I are planning on going and seeing Celtics Nuggets, and I'm just like hyped to see Jokic.
Yeah, there's a Charlotte. I'm moving to North Carolina on Saturday, and there's a Charlotte Nuggets game. And it's like, I'll have a big boy job by then. Do I just
Yeah.
drop $200 on going and sitting like
Yeah,
in the
dude, do
lounge and
it.
watching? I'm probably gonna end up doing it, but
I mean, you're not gonna see LaMelo. You're gonna see a fucking Micic
I don't
running
give
the
a
show.
fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm sitting there watching Jokic. I don't give a shit. But I think a Spurs Nuggets game would be incredible. That would be really fun. I've always wanted to go to Minnesota for a game, but this year they're not that fun. Like last year, a Denver game in Minnesota would have been really cool. If I could do like a Nuggets Knicks at MSG, that would
Oh
be
yeah, that'd be
awesome.
good.
I think the one that I would be really interested in is honestly Lakers Mavericks, the return. I think it's February 18th.
Oh my god, dude.
I think it's gonna be one of the strangest
Is Luka
games of
gonna
all time.
unleash hell on the
He's gonna kill
Mavericks
them.
for
He's so all right, so this is something that we haven't talked about that I think we should have gotten more into. LeBron's work ethic at the very least can rub off on Luka. LeBron is the hardest worker in the league by far, and that sounds sarcastic for me, and it genuinely is not. I hope that rubs off on, well, as a Celtics fan, I hope that it doesn't, but as an NBA fan and as a fan of Luka, I hope it absolutely does. And he just takes this as a giant fuck you, which is what it is from Dallas, and just becomes a monster. And if that's the
it's
case,
absolutely a fuck you. They gave up
yeah.
on him. The GM is literally saying, "I don't believe that you are a number one option that we can win a championship with." Yes, it's a fuck you. And now he's on one of their rival teams. They're both gonna be trying to contend, and Luka, every time they play, is going to drop 50. It's gonna be
Think of what
insane.
he does to the Suns for passing on him.
I know. And for like the little Devin Booker rivalry, he's fucking
Yeah.
like dialed in every single one of those games. This is he's just gonna be a monster.
It's he's gonna be, God, how did the Lakers do it?
This
They
should honestly,
rebuilt.
like, this could be the wake-up call for Luka now. Like, yes, you
Yeah.
were worried about his conditioning and his health. This could be the thing that's like, oh, okay, you don't think I can get in shape? Watch this. And then he comes back and becomes like the best player in the league for the next 5 years.
Gonna say, seriously, he becomes, it's him and Jokic are the two best players in the entire league, if that's the case. So yeah, man. I was laughing at a tweet that said Zion's over there on his couch with chips all over his belly, laughing at these tweets about Luka being 270, and I thought that was pretty funny. Zion sitting there with a bag of chips just littered all over his belly.
Had a
So
comment on my TikTok today that said Dwight Powell's still on the Mavericks and Luka got traded. Like Luka got traded before Dwight Powell left the Mavericks.
No, Kristaps Porzingis, Jalen Brunson, and Luka got traded before
Before Dwight
before.
Powell got a new team.
Oh my God. I think DFS had two stints on the Mavericks or something like that before Dwight Powell got traded. Ah, man. I don't
Dwight Powell's a lifer, man.
He's a
You gotta
lifer.
love it.
I feel so bad for you guys, Mavericks fans. On the plus side, you're getting someone in AD who actually wants to play there because he waived his $6 million trade kicker, which weirdly enough would have been paid by the Lakers, but it would have been on the Dallas books, which I thought was funny. But it puts Dallas under the luxury tax. Woohoo! No one's ever gonna want to go to your fucking shit team anymore.
Yeah, congrats, dude. You're
Congrats,
under the tax.
congrats. A star is never coming to your team ever again, and you should sell your team. So
I'm
that shows
confused.
that
Hang
he
on.
wanted to leave.
What do you think happened with the Mavs front office when this went through, right? Do they all come to
I
work
think it
today
was
and
like,
they celebrated? They're like, "Man,
this
we
is,
got AD. All
no, this is
right."
so dark, but I actually think it was like when the Wall Street crash happened and bankers were just jumping out of the window, like in 2008. And you're like, you're walking through Wall Street and there's just bodies flying off the windows. Everyone's like, fuck, fuck.
Well,
I think that's what it was like.
I was thinking the GM. What's his last name?
Nico
Nico.
Harrison. Who gives a fuck? Don't even respect him enough to say his last name.
I was thinking he's like manic in or on a bender or something, and
He
he's like,
clearly is. Did you see
I wonder if the Lakers would trade for Luka.
Yeah, he's drunk. He's like, "Yo, Palinka, I got a fucking question for you, dog."
Yeah.
And then, dude, well, his press conference was horrible. If I'm Jason Kidd, I'm quitting.
Oh
I'm
my
literally
God, Jason
quitting.
Kidd looked like he was quitting mid press conference. He
You
looked like it
should. He
looked like
should.
if they asked Jason Kidd like after what he really thought of the, if they gave him truth serum, I think
Yeah.
there would have been a lot of swearing and it might have ended
He's
in
literally just
him
thinking.
quitting.
He's literally thinking, "Fuck, fuck, 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 fuck. My life is done. What is
And
this?"
Nico keeps being like, I didn't tell J Kidd, but he is supportive. And you just
He's
see
like, "No,
Kidd
he's
sitting there
not."
like,
Dude, he's literally sitting there in the thing. He's sitting there rubbing the top of his head. It's so funny. It's
you
so good.
don't, dude.
Dude, Nico, he should
They
not have
might
given that
never
press
get another
conference.
player as good as Luka in the entire
Yes.
like future of the franchise for as long as the NBA is around. They might
Like,
never get another guy as good as Luka.
no, yeah, no. They traded a generational talent right before he became the generational talent, and so I.
That's not even true. He has been.
No,
He
yeah, he
is right
has been.
now.
That's true. Yeah, before he hit his prime. It's unfathomable that this happened. I'll never understand it as long as I live. There, Tim McMahon has a book called Wonder Boy about Luka that's coming out March 26th, and I'm never. I have. I'm gonna read that book in 2 days. It's gonna be
Gonna read
so
the
fucking
shit out
good.
of that book.
I'm gonna read the fuck out of that
Little you
fucking
little
thing.
reader.
I'm a reader and a
Read it
half, dude.
backwards. Read it upside down.
I've been reading this Jokic book and I've been like taking like I stop myself. I'm like you have to make this last. I'm edging this Jokic book for myself.
You're reading
So
too fast. Read that
yeah,
chapter again.
slow it down. All right. Well, when we start making jokes like that about books, I think it's probably time to wrap up the pod. Thank you all for listening. I don't even know what to say at this point. This is the craziest day. It's definitely the craziest day in NBA history.
It was already the craziest day because of the Luka trade, and then
Yeah.
Fox comes right after, and now you get that little cherry on top of the craziest trade in NBA history.
Absolutely. So yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know what more to say. I think we covered it all. Thank you all for listening. As always, please check the link in the description to find all of our content. We have short form content on TikTok, Instagram Reels, and YouTube Shorts, which you can find at the link tree that's always in our description of every episode. If you're listening to us, please like and rate us 5 stars and share with a friend. That helps us out so much. If you're watching us on YouTube, please like and subscribe and share with a friend. That also helps us out so much. Please leave comments on all of our stuff. We will absolutely read them. And yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. And man, the NBA is crazy. So I'm sure if something pops off, we're definitely gonna have another emergency episode this week. I do think we might try and get in another episode this week, if possible. But yeah, we'll see how everything goes. As you guys
Deadline's
have
not over,
seen,
by the way. Like,
yeah,
we
deadline's
still
not
got
over.
Jimmy Butler could be on the move. Cam Johnson, I guess that's it. I don't know.
Yeah, so we're
LeBron.
gonna I we'll probably, depending on what happens, do a February 6th kind of deadline wrap up. So be on the lookout for that. But yeah, thank you all for listening. We love you all and peace.